The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back and happy Thanksgiving weekend to everyone here on Answers for Elders Radio. And I am here again with Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, it's been a glorious hour with you as we've been celebrating our holiday weekend. And I am so glad that you're with me for us to talk about the various ways in which we can be grateful. And certainly for you, again, I want to say a million times, thank you for all the times that you've stepped up. I know I've been giving you calls sometimes at 6, 7 o'clock at night saying I have a family in crisis. And you've picked up the phone, and no matter what time of day it is, you've been there for our families. And I just really want you to know from all the bottom of my heart how amazing you are and how grateful I am for you, for sure. And obviously, you've been here for a lot of our families, and it goes right now this season. We're all kind of doing things simply and easily, and we may just, you know, sit and watch a football game or something like that. But when it comes right down to it, there's a lot of people out there that are caring for our loved ones. And certainly you have connection to all of them, most of them. And I just like to kind of ask you, it's like, how do you feel like I know that there's a lot of people out there, but we may not think about who they are. Because there's so many threads of different types of individuals that are involved. You know, I'm curious in your thoughts about all this right now.
You know, probably the first thing, and I hope you all, as our listeners, take this to heart, there are a lot of good people who are here to serve our seniors, a lot of good people with really good hearts. At the same time, there's a few people that aren't really good with their heart. And so one of the things of talking to people who are professionals that you feel are vetted or that you've built a relationship with or come highly, you know, regarded and referred to you is you get to have another partner with you in kind of weeding out riffraff. And there's not a lot of riffraff, but there's some. Most people who are helping our seniors are very, very thoughtful, ethical, high morality, loving, giving people, or they wouldn't be in the industry that they are. But there are an amazing amount of services that are available, and some of those could be as broad as through county services. I can help people get connected with the right agencies to help them in the counties that they're at. There are different organizations that are kind of clearing houses of vetted people that they have known. And so they kind of work like a broker type situation of a variety of different services, which Pinnacle could kind of put that hat on because I do call us an information post. Come to us and we'll help you get to where you need to be. But then you can get, you know, more into the actual health services. You could get into services of transportation, services of personal services. I mean, traveling podiatrists, traveling dental hygienists, telehealth for mental health. We have mobile ERs that come to people's homes. I mean, it's amazing what we can do, but it's just a matter of getting educated about it. And I want to give you all this gift. Don't beat yourself up if you don't know this all. You're not supposed to know it all.
No, you're not.
A new chapter for your life. And you've been living a full life, and now out of your wisdom comes the time that says, I'm going to call Pinnacle Senior Placements, and I'm going to ask them if she's got anybody that can help me with my yard work. Or how do I tap into this? Or I'd like to be able to share my skill of. I mean, people that can get plugged into, even if you are 65 or older, you can certainly be a person of service once our senior centers get opened again. But there are all kinds of ways to give of yourself. You might be wanting to play cards once a week. Well, maybe there's some place
Pinnacle
going.
Right. And I think there's times of being useful, you know, feeling like you're, you know, you might be 65 or even be out of work and want something of purpose to do. And, you know, there's things to do out there to even volunteer for senior centers, because a lot of times they need help with meal delivery or with, you know, setting up a technology. You know, I know right now I'm talking to North Shore Senior Center about setting up a technology, you know, contact system for all their members. Mm-hmm. And those are, if you have technical knowledge that you could potentially put into play and do it all virtually, this would be an amazing way in which you could use your talents and, you know, to do something of for good. So exactly. I know that it's an opportunity as well.
Yeah, I'm not going to name a lot of specific companies, but I want to mention one right now, and that's called Friend to Friend. And if you don't know about that service, just look it up. It's a nonprofit organization, and it's where it matches people from the community with people mm-hmm. who need a friend. And right now during COVID, it's a little off right now. But remember Friend to Friend. I mean, that organization is a place that you can give of yourself. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing, mm-hmm. been around, I think, for 40 years. I said, it's a nonprofit, but it's a place that you can plug into. There might be somebody that needs help, you know, with digging their glads out every fall because they don't want them to rot through the winter. I mean, if that's something you can do, Friend to Friend can get you hooked up with somebody and let you feel purposeful, let you give of yourself and have someone feel like I matter. It's an amazing organization.
Well, and I think,
but there's all...
I was going to say, I think also along that line, I put something out. I'm a gardener, and I belong to the Pacific Northwest Gardeners group on Facebook. And I knew mm-hmm. somebody came to me and said, I know a lady, she lives in Lake Forest Park. She's on a fixed income, but due to COVID, she doesn't have help and she can't do her yard anymore. And mm-hmm. we're trying to find somebody that would be willing. Do you know that a bunch of people in her neighborhood got together just by seeing my post, and friend called friend. And I had like a group of 12 people, and they're now maintaining her yard. Volunteer. They're all neighbors.
Yeah.
And those are the kind of things when you look at what has happened. And this woman, she's like such a sweet lady, but she said, I can't even believe that this has happened. And it was like, it was fine. And they're happy to do it. And they're happy to, they're alternating weekends. So it's nobody's getting, they're all social distancing, which is great, but they're all taking on a little piece. Somebody's doing a garden. Somebody's doing the yard. Somebody else is doing the walkways, you know, replacing outdoor lights, things like that, things you don't even think about. Washing the deck right now with the weather the way it is right now. Those are things that, you know, could be a fall hazard. So little things like that have been huge.
They are very huge. Absolutely. Also, you know, many times we might need to tap into attorneys, an elder law attorney.
Yes.
Or maybe we need some information about financial planning. Or maybe how do I sell my mom and dad's house that they've been in for 65 years? I live in, you know, Minnesota, and they've got mm-hmm. 65 years worth of antiques. How do I deal with all this? How do I make sure that it's valued in a way that my mom and dad would want it to be valued? There are companies that do this. There are movers. There are estate sale people. There are realtors that specialize in beginning to end. I know contractors who can help, you know, get little projects done. It's a wealth of information that you can have through Pinnacle Senior Placements, functioning just as an information post. So I share that with you because I want to be available. You, the listener, I want to be available for you. We are a resource for you to be able to tap into, and it's my pleasure to help you.
Well, and we're very, very grateful for all the great things you've done. And, you know, you've helped talk so many through, even if they have a loved one in another state or something like that. They, you know, there may be some questions that they need to ask you know, to get hooked up with the right person in another area. And of course, you're a great person for that as well. So I know that that's one of the things that's really important as well, as we all begin to work together and come together in a really positive way to kind of rethink again, what is it that you're grateful for? And when you look at this time during Thanksgiving, I know Daphne and I, you know, we've talked about all these things, but think about, I guess I'm going to challenge our listeners. What is your biggest challenge right now? And how can you make that something that you're grateful for? How can you take through that? And I know for me, I could say my biggest challenge in 2008 was when I lost my job. And I was taking care of my mother. And I felt like a failure. I was losing everything in the world. And I was going down the rabbit hole of, you know, I had the world of her care on my shoulders. And here I was. But what did I choose to do is take that experience and make it one of the most greatest things that ever happened for me in my life. And when I changed my focus, you know, I was able to do something with that. I was able to build something by helping other families. And I know for Daphne, you know, you're in, you know, a similar situation where you're dealing with families every single day. And most certainly there's challenges. Everybody has challenges, but we can all look at these challenges and years later we can sit back and say, you know what, I'm really glad I went through that. And those are the things I think that's most important. And second of all, I just want to say, you know, thank you so much to Daphne for all that you do for our families, because you are there as a tireless advocate for, you know, our seniors and our families and bringing them together at times where families can come apart. So I just really want to say an extra special thank you to you for all that you do. It's really important for me to get that in because our listeners are so blessed to have you on our team. And certainly I hope that they will pick up the phone and they will call you. So how do we reach you?
Well, on the phone, that's at 855-734-1500. Again, 855-734-1500. And then on my website, you can listen to Suzanne and I on the podcast that we have there. And that website is at pinnacleseniorplacements.com. And thank you so much for your heart of gratitude and the service that you do for people. Mm-hmm. It is truly my pleasure to be associated with Answers for Elders and the Salem Media Group, and to be able to reach our listeners. In this month of gratitude, I am very thankful for everyone.
Well, we are thankful for you and thankful for our listeners. So those of you, you know, we hear your thoughts. I know that so often I'll be in a grocery store and I'll give my name out and somebody knows about Answers for Elders. And, you know, it's such an honor to serve our Pacific Northwest community. And we're just so grateful for now almost 4 years being on the air. And so thank you so much, Daphne. You've been such a big part of it. And happy weekend, everyone. We are all very grateful for you. So until next week, be good to each other.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.